So this last week, I was on vacation with my family at a cabin, and as I was going there, I realized that I needed a couple extra things of food, and so I stopped at the Walmart in Grand Rapids. And as I was leaving, I recognized the parishioner that was there, and so I said hello, but they didn't immediately recognize me because I was, in fact, wearing something I'm not normally wearing. I was wearing khaki shorts and a t-shirt, and so they were a little taken back, but then they realized it was me, and we had a nice little chat there for a minute or so. But it made me start thinking, with the not recognizing me, not wearing my clerics, I wonder, you know, people maybe wonder, like, what do priests do on vacation? Are they always wearing their clerics? What about Mass? What happens? How does that work? And so, I'll tell you, usually when I'm on vacation, I'm not all dressed in my clerics. I try to relax a little bit. But yes, I do have Mass every day. Ideally, in a church, if there's a church available, if we're staying at a rectory or near a church, I'd like to have Mass at the church. But sometimes that's not possible, or it's not ideal, it's not easy. There's complications with that. And so last week, when I was with my family at a cabin, we had Mass there. I had a little traveling Mass kit, and we had Mass. It was nice, able to have that with my family there. But it certainly, like the way I was dressed, was kind of more casual. I mean, there wasn't a nice altar or candlesticks everywhere. We obviously didn't have any stained glass. We didn't have incense, anything like that. But we had Mass. And I think the beautiful thing about that is the recognition that even though it was a more casual atmosphere, even though it wasn't as formal, even though maybe it wasn't as beautiful, the bread and wine still was transformed into the body and blood of Jesus. Jesus still comes to us. Even when we don't have the most ideal circumstances for the Mass, Jesus still comes to us. And so you might say, well, Father, exactly, that's wonderful. Let's just leave the church right now. Let's go outside. We'll have Mass out there. Or we don't need to have music all the time. Or why is it important that we have candles? Or why do we do incense on certain Masses? You just told us that you had Mass at a cabin. We can just go do that. Hey, let's go around people's houses and have Mass there. Why don't we do that? It isn't about enhancing God that we have Mass in the church. It isn't about changing God. But rather, it's about reminding us that, in fact, what happens on this altar means something. What happens on this altar is not just mere words. It's not just play acting. It's not just pretending. But what happens on this altar is that the bread and wine are truly transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And yes, that happens in a casual atmosphere. But is it easy for us to internalize that in such a casual atmosphere? Because Jesus is God. He is the Most High. He is our Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. He isn't just merely some moral teacher with some nice suggestions that he has for us. But he is God, and to be worshipped alone, to be obeyed, and that we should see his awesome majesty. And this is why we have Mass in churches. We see a small vision of this in the first reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. This is a vision of heaven. The image of God sitting on his throne. And notice, it's not just some simple chair, but it's a throne filled with fire. And there are thousands upon thousands of angels ministering to God. And then Jesus appears, the Son of Man. And the God the Father says to him, "You will have dominion over all people, all nations, all languages, all over the world. In your kingdom is a kingdom that will last forever." This is a prophecy, and it is fulfilled in Jesus and the church. Remember, the church, being Catholic, universal, does span throughout the world, all peoples, all nations, all languages, all races. And Jesus himself says to Peter, "I say to you, Simon, you now are Peter, rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." This is the kingdom of Christ. What we experience right here in the Mass, is heaven coming to earth right here in this sanctuary. This is God's throne. And so Peter, upon the rock that the church was built, says to us in the second reading, he reminds us that the church continues and teaches only what was handed down to her from Jesus Christ, the teachings of Christ himself, our Lord and God, and most sublimely, the teaching of the Eucharist. Jesus being present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the forms of bread and wine, but no longer bread and wine, but truly God himself. And this, the Mass, this is what Christians have died for over the centuries, going back to the earliest times of the church, even to now. The heavenly realities that are foreshadowed in the Mass are actually not just the foreshadowing, but are literally happening. Yes, it's true. We don't see God's flaming throne. Yes, it's true. We don't see the thousands upon thousands of angels ministering to God. But they are here. This is what the Lord commanded to Peter, James, and John upon that mountain as Jesus was transfigured. And they saw him in all his glory. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Follow what he commanded. And then Peter, James, and John in faith had to remember how they saw the Lord in all his glory. But now they saw him again as just a simple man and remembered that this still is God, even if we don't see him fully in that way. They had to make a choice to not simply be casual followers of this man, Jesus, but in a way to make a very serious choice to be followers of the one true God, who is Jesus Christ. The more casual we are with the Mass, the more casual we tend to be in our faith. This is why the church has a vision for beautiful church buildings, because this is where the heavenly reality meets earth. In this sanctuary, heaven comes to us. On this very altar, the liturgy which is happening in heaven comes to us on earth. This is why the church says we should have beautiful stained glass, beautiful statues around us, not as a means to worship those things, but as a reminder that all the saints and angels are present to us here in Mass. This is why the church has a vision for liturgical music that isn't just about feeling good, but about music that worships God in his glory. This is why we adorn the altar with candles, bells, and incense, and gold vessels for the Eucharist. We bring our very best to God, and we worship him how he asks us to worship him. This is why the priest wears vestments, not to show off himself, but rather to hide himself, so that the true priest, Jesus Christ, can be made present here in the Mass. And this is why, as the faithful, we wear nice clothing to Mass, because we come not simply to hear words from the Bible, to simply be talked at by the priest, to be passive listeners to what happens on this altar, but we all come in an act of worship and sacrifice to the Lord, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we want to give him our best. Yes, God always shows up for Mass, no matter where it is, out at a cabin, in a hotel room, in a gymnasium. Whenever the Eucharist is celebrated, Jesus Christ comes to us, no matter how little we put into it. But for churches that have the means, and for us who are able to make a choice in our own hearts, just as Peter, James, and John did, will we just see Jesus as a good man, is one who tells us some nice things and perhaps some suggestions how to live? Or will we see him for who he truly is, our Lord and God, God of the universe, creator of all, and worship him accordingly? We need to put him first in our lives, above all others, and live according to his commands, because that's what they are, commands from God. Casual faith is called to a deep faith today in the Transfiguration. Jesus, help us to go deep with you.